Spotlight. Good evening and welcome to Spotlight. Today the Prime Minister addressed the people on his Mann Ki Baat program. This was the 132nd episode. We'll talk about this and we are talking to Mr. Ashok Tandon, Senior Political Analyst. Welcome, Mr. Tandon, to Spotlight. I'm Lalima Aneja Dang, and I shall be talking to you on the Prime Minister's address to the people in his Mann Ki Baat program.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Tandon, when the Prime Minister started his address, the first thing he mentioned, and which was naturally so, was about the Gulf War which is going on and its impact on the country. What would you say that, what was he trying to say to the people of the country?
Invariably, the Prime Minister in his Mann Ki Baat episodes engages the people in a dialogue. And he talks about the achievements of people in different parts of the country. But this time, in this episode, at least for the first part of it, the Prime Minister virtually addressed the nation. And in that context, he referred to the crisis which is now facing the world and the situation of war and conflict have continuously kept rising in different parts of the world, perhaps. But this time, now, situation is that millions of our family members, near and dear ones, are there, live in these countries of the Gulf. Especially, they are working in these Gulf countries. And he initially, he first thanked, gave his deep gratitude to the Gulf countries who are providing all kinds of assistance to more than 1 crore of Indians there. But having said that, he said that the region where the war is currently going on is a major center of our own energy needs. On account of that, a crisis is emerging around the world, regardless of the area, including India. Mm-hmm. India is also affected by it.
Yes.
And that is why there is a crisis of petrol and diesel. But he assured the nation that our global relations, the support we receive from various countries, and the strength the country has built over past decades enabled India to bravely confront these circumstances. But nevertheless, he appealed to the people, again urged the people, that we must unitedly overcome this challenge. Those who are politicizing even this issue should refrain from it. It was a very passionate appeal because this is a matter of concern, you know, to 140 crore countrymen. So there is no place for self-serving politics. Those who are spreading rumors are causing a major harm to the country. And he would appeal to all citizens to remain vigilant and not be misled by rumors. They should trust only the continuous information which is being given by the government. And as always, PM said, he is confident that just as we have overcome past crises with strength of our 140 crore countrymen, this time too, we will together emerge victorious from this difficult situation.
Yes, indeed, the Prime Minister expressed his concern for the 1 crore Indian diaspora settled in the Gulf countries.
हमारे लाखों परिवारों के सगे संबंधी इन देशों में रहते हैं, खासतौर पर खाड़ी देशों में काम करते हैं. मैं गल्फ कंट्रीज का बहुत आभारी हूं, वे ऐसे 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा भारतीयों को वहां पर हर प्रकार की मदद दे रहे हैं. जो लोग इस विषय पर भी राजनीति कर रहे हैं, उन्हें राजनीति नहीं करनी चाहिए. यह देश के 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के हित से जुड़ा विषय है. इसमें स्वार्थ भरी राजनीति का कोई स्थान नहीं है. मैं सभी देशवासियों से अपील भी करूंगा कि वो जागरूक रहे, अफवाहों के बहकावे में न आए. सरकार की तरफ से जो आपको निरंतर जानकारी दी जा रही है, उसी पर विश्वास करके कोई कदम उठाए.
Mr. Tandon, the Gulf War actually has brought forth once again the debate and discussion on the need for renewable energy. The fact that we have only one earth and the energy resources are limited, and more so now because of the war. How do you think our country is coping with it, and how did the Prime Minister address the energy needs of our country, especially today in the global crisis?
Now, PM said that when the world is facing challenge like climate change, at the same time, the solar panel campaign is also picking up in this country, in our country. Now, people are installing solar panels on their rooftop. Until a few years ago, there were hardly any homes where we could see solar panels. But today, the impact of the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, That is the free PM, the solar energy initiative, which is a scheme of the government. It is being observed in every corner of the country. Now, this scheme has brought about a profound change in the life of people in different parts of the country. He gave the example of Surendranagar district in Gujarat. And then he said that this particular girl, Payal, she's received training in solar power technology through the Surya initiative and completed a 4-month solar PV technician course. Now she has become a skilled solar technician. Mm-hmm. So she's making a name for herself. So he gave this example. Similarly, he also gave the example of one Mr. Arun Kumar from Meerut, and who participated in a program in Delhi and shared his experience of how he was saving electricity bill, and not only that, but also selling his excess electricity through this solar initiative. So solar initiative has been invariably part of the Prime Minister's, you know, Man Ki Baat. Solar, he also talked about the solar pump, which is helping in farming system, is transforming, and it's no longer a worry for the farmer about the fuel. Irrigation is now timely, and income also is increasing the farmer. So therefore, the benefits of PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana are also being obtained in areas in northeast, in Tripura. There are many villages where it is being, problem of electricity has been overcome. And in other parts of the country also, people are now making full use of it. And he appealed to the people, giving this example, that solar energy revolution in the country should be joined by others, and they should encourage people to join it.
Right. Let's listen to the Prime Minister outlining the scope of solar energy as a source of electricity, particularly in villages.
आज PM सूर्यगर मुफ्त बिजली योजना का प्रभाव देश के कोने-कोने में दिखने लगा है। PM सूर्यगर मुफ्त बिजली योजना का फायदा नॉर्थ ईस्ट के इलाकों में भी मिल रहा है। त्रिपुरा में रियांग जनजाति के कई गांव ऐसे थे जहां बिजली की समस्या थी। अब सोलर मिनी ग्रिड के माध्यम से वहां के घरों में रोशनी रहती है। देश में सोलर ऊर्जा क्रांति के ऐसे न जाने कितने उदाहरण हैं। आप भी इस क्रांति से जुड़िए और दूसरों को भी जोड़िए।
Moving on, the Prime Minister also mentioned a Gyan Bharatam app where a lot of people have come together to preserve and conserve our manuscripts. And because our country is so diverse, these manuscripts are from, they're hugely diverse, right? From a Gurmukhi script to a script from Ladakh to a script from Amritsar to Arunachal Pradesh and so on. So what is the significance, Mr. Tandon, of the fact that we are now preserving our manuscripts through this app?
So PM has drawn attention of countrymen about an initiative, and it's called the Gyan Bharatam Survey, which is being conducted throughout the country now. And the idea is it's related to our great culture and heritage. The objective is to collect information about manuscripts across the country, as you also mentioned. And one way is to participate in the survey is to help whatever manuscript or information people have, they should share it with its image on this Gyan Bharatam app. And the information related to that will be first verified. And he said that thousands of manuscripts have already been shared so far. For example, as you also mentioned, from Arunachal Pradesh, people have shared manuscripts in Thai script. And by Amit Singh Rana of Amritsar has shared manuscript in the Gurumukhi script. And he said that the script is associated with our great Sikh tradition and Punjabi language. So some organizations have provided manuscripts written on palm leaves. And he gave the example of Abhay Jain Library in Rajasthan. And they have shared very old manuscripts inscribed on copper plates. So this is like from Ladakh, the manuscripts have come from the Tibetan manuscripts. So he has given these examples. The idea is that by mid-June, the survey will continue and the people should participate in it and also share all aspects of our culture through this app. I think it's a very significant initiative, which the Prime Minister mentioned today.
Right, it will help us preserve our culture. All right, moving on, the Prime Minister congratulated the country for the historic victory in the T20 World Cup. He also talked about the Ranji Trophy won by Jammu and Kashmir, Gulmarg being the host of Khelo India Winter Games. We all know that a lot of initiatives have been taken by the government through Khelo India Games, where we have tapped talent, sports talent from rural areas and very successfully groomed them over the years, and that is why we are now winning medals like never before. What do you have to say on this, Mr. Tandon?
Encouraging sportspersons, sportswomen, boys and girls has also been practically part of Prime Minister every Mann Ki Baat episode. But this time he specifically mentioned because India achieved the historic victory, the T20 World Cup, and that was welcomed by all sections of the society. And he said that our team's thumping success has made people very much aware of the consciousness and participation in sports. So he gave the example of a number of the matches at the tournaments which Indian boys and girls have won. But he specifically mentioned that the Jammu and Kashmir cricket team, and they secured themselves the Ranji Trophy. It's very important. It may not be a very big trophy, but the fact remains that the boys from the valley, Jammu and Kashmir, they had won this trophy. And this has now encouraged boys and girls in the valley, particularly Jammu and Kashmir. So they are now becoming part and parcel of the sports culture. And their impressive performance on the cricket field has further increased the enthusiasm for sports among the youth in Jammu and Kashmir, because it's very significant. A lot of rumors are being spread across the border about Jammu and Kashmir boys and girls. And therefore, special mention of the Ranji Trophy victory by Jammu and Kashmir cricket team is very significant. And he said that Gulmarg has already established itself as a host of Khelo India Winter Games. Sports like football are also very popular among the youth in the valley. And therefore, he said that winning streak of Jammu and Kashmir sportsperson continues in the future. That is his appeal. And therefore, he also mentioned, the one who plays will blossom, and he is happy to see that country's youth are now embracing sports that were not as popular before.
Right, and he particularly mentioned Paras Dogra, who displayed extraordinary skills, and many more other individual feats. All right, moving on, one issue which is very close to the Prime Minister's heart, and he mentioned today, was the conservation of water. He said that Jal Sanchay Abhiyan has been a great success over the last 11 years, and under this campaign, 50 lakh artificial water harvesting structures have been created across the country. And this is interesting because there are villages in the northeast where every house, for example, Wangmun village in Tripura, every house has a rooftop rainwater harvesting system. Let's listen to the Prime Minister on this first.
पिछले 11 वर्षों में जल संचय अभियान ने लोगों को बहुत जागरूक बनाया है. इस अभियान के तहत देश भर में करीब 50 लाख आर्टिफिशियल वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग स्ट्रक्चर बनाए गए हैं. जल संकट से निपटने के लिए गांव-गांव में सामुदायिक स्तर पर प्रयास होने लगे हैं. अमृत सरोवर अभियान के तहत भी देश भर में करीब 70,000 अमृत सरोवर बनाए गए हैं.
So Ashok ji, how significant is this emphasis on water conservation? And I would like to go beyond this and talk about the government's initiative on fisheries. He's also talked about many women becoming self-reliant through probably a small pond and fishes there.
Yeah, as we have already discussed about water conservation, which is invariably part of the Prime Minister Mann Ki Baat, but coming to self-reliant in India, particularly it is not about other thing, but the fishermen, brothers and sisters, are not just warriors of the sea. That is how Prime Minister described the fishermen. Mm. They are also a strong foundation of a self-reliant India. Now, battling the waves of the sea even before dawn, they set out to strengthen their families and the country's economy. So that is how the importance of fishermen, the Prime Minister definitely mentioned.
Well, on that note, thank you very much, Mr. Ashok Tandon, for talking to us on the Mann Ki Baat program. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard a discussion on the 132nd episode of Mann Ki Baat program. Our expert was senior political analyst Mr. Ashok Tandon. Listeners, you may also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.